I speak, the more we pray, the more we get in, it's going to get more precise. You were in a car accident 2 weeks ago. Your spine was broken in two places. You're a businessman. I feel strongly that you are in the United Kingdom. God is calling you right now. God is healing you right now. He says, get up out of that wheelchair in the name of Jesus. Out of that wheelchair now in the name of Jesus. Dr. Andre, when you first spoke to me about this, about coming up and sharing, I just saw a wheelchair for a reason. I really feel it in my spirit right now. An elderly gentleman, 2 weeks ago, the doctors told you, severed in two places in your lower back. You have use of your arms, but now you cannot use your legs. You're angry, you're bitter, you've pushed away your family. But God says this is not the end. God says, I have called you and appointed you as a minister in the marketplace. God is calling you right now. And in this room right now, I feel the Spirit of the Lord strongly. There is a young lady in Beyond Adventure. You wanted to leave Beyond Adventure because you feel no one loves you, no one cares about you, no one wants you around. You've even contemplated suicide to the point where you've even taken steps towards it. I want to pray for you.
Begin to pray in the spirit. Begin to
pray. Because God says He loves you. The Bible says He came to seek and save that which was lost. God has called you. He has set you apart. When He spoke, when the Spirit of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah, the word said, I have formed you from your mother's womb. I have put you together. I have set you apart for an assignment, for I have called you as a prophet to the nations. Young lady, it is not the end. Suicide is not your portion, nor is it the way out. But the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the great I am, Jesus, the Son of the living God, is calling you right now. I don't want to embarrass you, but the Lord specifically told me to call you because it's a step out. I want you to come. I want you to come. I want to pray for you. 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 I feel it very strongly. I want you to come. You're in Beyond Adventure. You're a young lady. You wanted to commit. You wanted to quit.
Pray in the spirit right now.
Dr. Andre, if I can speak off the mic, is that fine? I want to speak off the mic. Yeah.
I just believe there's more than one person right now. More than one person right now. The Spirit of God told me we need to deal with this right now. If you've allowed these thoughts, these things that you have held onto in your life to bring a suicidal thought into your life, you need to push out right now and come and get set free. If you have contemplated suicide, come now in Jesus' name. We're going to cut off this curse of death and hell over your life, you at home as well. If you have been contemplating suicide, tonight is your turnaround. Tonight, the anointing of God is going to come into your home. Get ready. Listen, you better pray right now. We're dealing with things over here. You better pray. You better pray. Pastors, you better pray. Every one of you, close your eyes now in the front. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Tonight, today is freedom coming in your life. There will be no death whatsoever in Jesus' name. I rebuke the spirit of death and hell now over your life in the name of Jesus. Be free. Be free in your home. Be free. and be free now. Free, free, right now. Free, 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 right now, right now, right now. Come with me. Free, free, come, come, come. Free, free, now, free, come with me. Free, now, free, now, free, Jesus' name. Free, 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 now, in Jesus' name. Every bondage broken now, in Jesus' name. Free. Negative thought, I break you now in Jesus' name. Go back from where you came now in Jesus' name. And I release life and life abundant over everyone. Every one of you at home, I release life and life abundance over you from this night now in Jesus' name. Keep receiving. Don't be in a rush. I need you to pray. I need pastors to come lay hands on these on the floor right now. My third year Bible students, all the visiting associated pastors, come lay hands quickly. We dealing here with lives right now tonight. Get down here quickly, lay hands. All of the associated pastors, any other guest pastors, just release right now. Release the life of God into these lives. Every negative demon has been removed this night. And I'm telling you, there's coming a release of life, a new life in Jesus' name. We're not playing games tonight. We're talking here about the presence of God. We're talking about people's lives being held and being held in bondage. We've seen them come into a new freedom tonight. And you at home right now, you just keep receiving. Just keep receiving. State, when you're having these thoughts, do you understand what is at work over here? We are seeing minds totally transformed, lives totally transformed. Listen, the love of God, the love of God, you've been called tonight because of His love. Come here, sweetie. How are you feeling? How are you feeling? Look, she's smiling. Come on, look at this. free. Hey, hey, sweetie, come here. Come here, darling. How are you feeling? Free. Lift your hands, receive His touch, His love right now. He loves you. Fire right now, that's His love. How are you feeling, darling? No more bad thoughts whatsoever. Totally free. Lift your hands, let Him love you. That's His love. That's His love. You got to see what I'm looking at. You got to see the change that came. Just receive His love in your home right now. Come on, lift your hands. Lift your hands all over the world right now. Lift your hands. Just receive His love. Receive His love. His love. He loves you. 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 Where's Pastor Bunda now? He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Take your seats right now. Yeah?
It was for the past 6 months he's been walking with a crutch. He's sitting right there. When I saw him, he walked in. Sitting right there. Pain every time he was walking. He's still walking a bit wonky. But I asked him, is it sore right now? He says the pain is completely gone. He starts crying because he's been in pain for 6 months. And this is what it's about, Dr. Andre. It's about helping people. It's about allowing God to use us to help people, to reach people.
That's right. I want every head bowed, every eye closed. Here in this auditorium, don't worry about what's happening around. Let me tell you, the fire of God's moving. But right now, there's a call going out to those of you that don't know Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. If you're in this room right now, with every eye closed and every head bowed, you're in this room right now. You came into this place, and you know you don't have a relationship with God. Maybe it's because you've equated God with an absent father. But God is not an absent father. He is ever present. His presence is everywhere. He loves you. He cares for you. He wants to hold you and tell you how much He cares and how much He loves you. So if you're in this room, one, you've never given your life to the Lord. Or two, you've given your life to the Lord, but the things of this world have pulled you back. You've allowed yourself to what we'd say the term backslide. The world has had its hand on you. You feel like you're 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in the church. Or maybe you've stepped completely out of the church. That's the second person I'm talking to. But I'm also talking to a third type of person. You're in this place. The enemy's been lying to you, deceiving you, that you are not saved. Telling you that you do not have a relationship with God. Telling you that Jesus doesn't love you. You doubt your salvation. You've even confessed that you're not saved or spoken against your salvation because of action. Let me tell you something. Jesus loves you. So on the count of three, all three of those people, you've never made a commitment to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Or you've made one before, but you've pulled back. because of allowing the world in, or you just need a recommitment and a confirmation that Jesus is Lord. At the count of three, I want you to lift up your hand. One, two, three. Now, lift up your hand. Don't be afraid. Don't think about it. Just do it now, 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 now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Why do we say thank you? It builds faith for somebody else. Thank you, thank you. Because they hear that there are others. Pick up your hand right now. Pick up your hand. You know God is calling you. Even you at home right now. God is calling you. He loves you. He is your Father. He cares about you. Pick up your hands. Thank you. You can put your hands down if you already raised your hands. Hands went up this side, and across that side. But maybe you never picked up your hand because you were afraid. If you're standing in this corner right now, I'm going to ask no one moving. No one moving. Salvation is a very powerful thing. If you are in this area and you did not pick up your hand, but you still would like to pick up your hand right now. We'll pray for you. We'll pray with you. We will stand with you. Anyone in this region, come. As my hand goes past right now, thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you, man. Anybody else? God is calling you right now. My hand is scanning across. I'm coming across here. You didn't pick up your hand, but now you feel it right now. You've heard other people say they're coming in, and you also want to jump in. If that's you, pick up your hand right now, quickly. Quickly, lift up your hand right now in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hand, lift up your hand, lift up your hand. God is calling you right now. God is calling you. Anyone in this area, anyone in this area, lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. If the children want to lift up their hand, let them lift their hand. God, Jesus said, let the children come. He said, let the children come. We have salvations in the children's church. Anyone in this region, I saw a little hand come up there. I can see that little hand. I can see that little hand. Bring that child when I do the call. I saw that little hand. God will use her mightily. Anyone in this area, you never lifted up your hand, but now you know, you feel, you've seen other people lift up their hands, and you didn't lift up your hand, but now you'd like to lift up your hand. Lift up your hand right now as I'm walking across. I will make eye contact. No one in this area. Is there anyone else? Anyone else in this area? Was that a hand at the back I saw? Like, even if you like twitch, I'll just take it if you want to come and I'll call you to come. Anybody here in this area, you want to lift up your hand? I strongly feel that there's someone in this area who didn't lift up their hand, and you have to lift up your hand because God is calling you. You haven't been living right with the Lord. You've been 1 foot in the world, 1 foot in the house of the Lord. That is not in God. 1 foot in the world. Anything, even if it's a little pinky toe in the world. Someone in this area, you need to lift up your hand. God is calling you. Lift up your hand right now at the count of three. One, two, three. Now, lift up your hand. Lift it up. Don't be afraid. God has not given you a spirit of fear. God won't give you a spirit. There we go. Thank you very much. See, God is calling you. Now, everybody who lifted up their hand right now, I want you to come to the front. We're going to pray with you. I would love to come to each and every single one of you individually, but I can't. There's too many. Therefore, I would like to request, please, come to the front. Grab your belongings. Grab your bag. Grab your Bible. Grab your pen, your phone, your tablet, whatever you came in with, and come to the front. We want to pray with you. We want to love on you. It's the love of Jesus that changes the life of people. Why are they clapping? Because all of heaven rejoices over one that comes.
Now in Jesus'
come on.
Name,
thank you, Jesus. Come.
You lifted your hand.
Come. Come.
Come. Oh, come on. Keep clapping.
Come.
Keep
come.
Clapping.
Come. Come. Jesus loves you. Jesus has called you. Jesus has set you apart. Hands went up all over this place. Come. 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 If you didn't lift up your hand and you still want to come, then come. You're not restricted by the fact that you didn't lift up your hand. Come. Come to the front, my...
Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Hallelujah. Now listen. I want you to stretch your hands out to all of these dear people up front. You at home, you need Jesus. Stretch your hand out wherever you are right now. And get ready. We're going to pray a prayer with you here in the house and at home. And tonight, everything changes. Pastor Monday, come. Let's pray the prayer.
With your hands lifted up, I want you to pray this prayer after us. Say it with your mouth and believe it in your heart. Because with your heart, you attain righteousness and become right with God. But with your mouth, you confess your salvation. The word, the book of Romans chapter 10 tells us that. So repeat this after me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
I accept you.
I accept
as my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For sending your Son.
For sending your Son.
Jesus.
Jesus.
For me on the cross.
That died for me on the cross.
I know. That he rose from the dead.
That he rose from the
with dead. All power.
With all power.
With the keys.
The keys.
Of sin.
Of sin.
Death.
Death.
And the grave.
The grave.
And as I have him on the inside of me,
as I have him on the inside of me,
I have that power.
I have that power
of Jesus.
Of Jesus
on the inside.
On the inside.
Therefore, today, I am saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen, you at home, I need you to move to the telephones right now. Call the number on the screen. Say, I prayed the prayer. Right now, do it. Right now, do it. Every one of you, we've got a gift for you. We want to give you something special. And we want to just love you and pray with you. So I'm going to ask you to turn to your right. There's a counselor. We're going to go and you're going to come straight back. The meeting is not over. All right, so come on, let's give the Lord one more big hand. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to move to the phones right now. Maybe on Facebook, just let us know you prayed the prayer. Just quickly say, I prayed the prayer. I'm born again. We asked the question on our Facebook page, myfaith.tv. Get to the lines, wherever you are. If you're in America, right here in the middle. If you're in Africa, over this side. Anywhere in South Africa or Africa, call this number. And over this side, if you're in the UK, right over here, call that number on the screen. There's a prayer counselor waiting to take that call.